Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a great night. If you're on third shift, you're just not getting off work. If you're on first shift, you're heading to work. So always, good morning to both squads. I'm your host with the most. I am Rick, and you're listening to Rick's Place Podcast. It is a Tuesday morning, March 12th. I don't know if the groundhog cousin showed up. I can't even tell what's going on. All I do know is we got a quick, short podcast today. Don't know what's up with this weather. The weather's going crazy. It's cold, it's hot, it's raining, windy. It's North Carolina weather to its best. Real quick, we're going to jump into everything. I want to talk about the whole LSU and USC little melee with the girls, women basketball. I liked it, not on the base of strength of fighting in college basketball, more on the strength of seeing two great teams battle. And I actually like that. I did like certain things, as in what the coach was saying for LSU. I felt like she actually went outside of her character by saying certain things that she did say. You never want kids. You never want players to get harmed. But there is a thing where your players step up for their teammate. Some of y'all might not see that as accurate, but it's true. How can I be your teammate and allow somebody else to push you down? And that's the thing that I see, and I feel like she does need to be fined for what she said. Take it or leave it, but that's how I feel. Also, we had a little trade going on in the NFL. You definitely got to look at ESPN.com, kind of get an idea of what team is doing what, check to see if your team doing anything. My team, we made a couple moves, but I'll get into that later on in the week during the sports podcast. Right now, this is just a morning wake up. Just play your favorite music. Today is Tuesday, so I'm probably going to be playing a lot of rock and roll music today to get myself back in the groove. I'm definitely ready for that as well. Hit me up. Let me know what you're feeling. I mean, you know, it's early in the morning. We're going to try to start doing this podcast at 5 a.m. Eastern time, and then we're going to do small ones around 10 p.m., just to kind of recap for the day. But once again, like I said, I'm your host. You know, I do miss everybody. There's a lot about the happening with the baseball starting up, and you got youth league sports starting up. Graduation for high school and college is coming up. Your kids in elementary, they're a fifth grader. They're about to move into a different venue, going to another building as like in going to high school. One of the middle schools, some schools, and then private schools. So we definitely want to always keep those kids in prayer and be ready for what comes forward for those kids. But I have a quick question for some people, especially when it comes to relationships. Have you ever thought about telling your loved one that you need a break? Hey, you ever thought about telling your loved one, let's just get missing, go get a cabin or a hotel for a weekend, get with everybody? Because I'm starting to see here, especially on my Twitter feed and Facebook and Instagram, a lot of people are entertaining the net, if that makes sense. A lot of people are not entertaining what's at home. And that bothers me, because let's speak for our guys, the males today, okay? But if you're at home and you are spending 6 hours just online looking at other women, some people, other men, other families, and you're just amazed at what you see, but you forgot the beauty at home. So I would just think about those kind of things, and I want y'all to really think about that. Is it worth the drama? Is it worth it? I feel like it's not worth it. I feel like you should keep home, and the web two separate entities, you know? I really do believe that things can change and will change. There are some people who are okay with, like, I'm okay with my mate online, you know, on all social medias. And if she sees a handsome guy or a model or whatever, I don't want her to hide it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to sit there and be like, I got to look at this when he ain't around. You know what I'm saying? I want her to feel comfortable in her skin that she can look. I mean, it's not like she looking, trying to get a phone number. You know what I'm saying? So, it's always like that. And I kind of want to make sure that everybody understand. I'm not saying that you should go on there, but sometimes it's like you go on there, you see something pretty, and you don't talk or make a move because you be scared that if your wife catch you doing that or your husband catch you, that you're cheating. Well, no, because see, for me and my development and my household, if I see my wife looking at some young stud and I see what he got on, or I see how his body type is, shoot, I'm going to try to get at least close to it so she can look at me. Because I think we forget that it was our appearance that attracted that woman or that man. It was our conversation that attracted that woman or that man. And sometimes your smell. So you got to get back to what we've been doing. Y'all know, if y'all didn't check the Twitter, this is the last month of the Rick's Place podcast. We will be changing the name of the podcast as in April the 1st, which is April Fool's Day. So if you didn't understand, didn't know this, it's okay. But we're going to keep the thing going and running and keep it going forward. But we are at the 8-minute mark of this podcast. I'm your host with the most. I want you to have a safe and prosperous day. Understand, without her, without him, there's no us. Take care.